Time for another career-limiting video to discuss this again. More layoffs. Let's read this. Microsoft's 2025 layoffs revolve around its desperate $80 billion AI infrastructure investment. The revenue giant has laid off over 15,000 people. 2025. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Let's try and get to the bottom of it, shall we? They say invest in your own AI skilling. Wow. You know, if you'd have spent $80 billion on building your own models yourself, instead of having to pay OpenAI for access to theirs, you'd have actually have had something. Yeah, guys? Imagine that. Google are doing exactly the right thing here. The Gemini team are kicking ass. I pay personally for Gemini. I would not personally pay for Copilot, sadly, despite the fact they're pushing it very hard on my personal account. So for the Microsoft development teams, DevDiv, you guys, I'm your biggest fan, by the way. I literally wear your t-shirt and branding. There is a very good quote here that was leaked from an internal email from a lady called Julia Lewison, who's one of the 90s OGs. And for the Microsoft staff that confide in me because of my platform, they speak very highly of her. I've never met her, of course, because I'm a scrub. But she says, using AI is no longer optional. It's core to every role and every level. Managers have been instructed to reflect AI proficiency in performance assessments. Let's assume that Julia is one of the good guys, and I think she is. This is a warning, I think, that the developer division is is on a very short notice that they need to be using the tools that they sell their customers. This is kind of fair. If you don't use the product, you shouldn't really be selling the product. So the fact that there's all of this push for GitHub Copilots at the moment, yes, you guys have to use it. And hopefully this is actually one of the first instances of real dog fooding that happens so that GitHub Copilot gets really good. I use it. I use it for the chat completions. It's quite helpful. Saves me a trip to Google. Now, when Brad says that the AI efficiency gains weren't the primary driver of the layoffs, okay, and he put this next to this, Microsoft shares $500 million in AI savings internally days after cutting 9,000 jobs. The messaging is extremely mixed. This is not cool. So what's going to happen when Microsoft uses AI to develop all of their products? Yeah. Well, this month was July Patch Tuesday. Look at this. This is crazy. All right. 137 security vulnerabilities. This just touches every single product. Visual Studio, BitLocker, the fast fat driver. That's great. Windows kernel, SQL Server. So this one is a publicly disclosed 0 day. What's the rating? 7.5. Not too bad. Not too bad. Let's get back to the list. But this guy, yeah, the SPN EGO Extended Negotiation Security Mechanism Remote Code Execution Vulnerability. It's rated 9.8. This is extremely spicy. So what's going to happen in a world where all the Microsoft developers are forced to use 10, 20, 35, 40, 45, 50% of their code coming from Copilot? Yeah. Do you think this security situation is going to get any better with Copilot generated code and Copilot generated pull requests? What's going to happen to the expertise of the development teams 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the line when they've forgotten how to manually write secure code? I'm very genuinely worried. Now, I get it, okay? I get it. It was a big investment. You need your money back. The markets demand it. But is it worth setting fire to your entire development capability, like the actual core competency of the amazing humans that you hire at your pretty cool company? I'm a huge Microsoft fanboy, as you can probably tell. I own personal Microsoft shares, and it really pains me to watch this slow motion bonfire of value. I haven't even touched on the way the Xbox brand is being completely ruined. Google are doing this correctly, okay? They're not forcing it down people's throats. And this is quite important. So instead of OpenAI using Microsoft's money to buy a team that built a product based on a Microsoft product, VS Code, the Google have stepped in and stopped the deal and paid for the team to work directly for Google. These windsurf guys will now make Gemini even better. Gemini is kicking ass, yeah? Like, everybody likes it. And because it is not being shoved down the throats of people, is that it shows up in Google products in a much more subtle way than Copilot does. Does Notepad need Copilot? No. Does .NET Aspire 9.3 need a Copilot button? No, it doesn't. Google owns a model. They own the hardware, or Microsoft own the hardware as well. They have Azure. And Google are winning, sadly. And I think this is because they are a lot more in tune with the technical people that they depend on for their products to be popular. Even the dev blogs are quite sad to read. So Jonathan Peppers here, who's clearly a highly skilled software engineer, has had to write this blog post as some sort of blood sacrifice to the AI gods, explaining how the .NET Aspire team use GitHub Copilot to do their jobs. This could have been an internal email. People really don't want to know. There is actually an environment variable that will disable the little GitHub Copilot button in .NET Aspire, which is, at least they gave us that one, very kind. Nobody wants to know, right? People pay Visual Studio subscriptions to employ people like this guy to write code, not review agentic pull requests, all right? These are the finest minds in the business, and I want them to be doing the actual work. That's what we're paying for. So they breathlessly announced the open sourcing of VS Code Copilot bits at MS Build, which I think was a last minute thing because they weren't ready to go and it took them like 6-7 weeks to do. But it is here. They did announce it. That's cool. We can find the code to the chat. This isn't the entire extension. This is just the chat. They say that the actual main extension will be taking into the chat bit. But as I found out in my last video, you can't actually disable the Copilot bits anymore. You can't even turn them off, really. You can say, don't do completions, but you can't hide Copilot anymore. You can't even uninstall the extension. This is just another example of Microsoft ramming it down people's throats. Please, if you want to make a developer productivity tool popular, it has to come from the developers. The developers have to discover it, want to use it themselves, spread the word, and make it sort of a ground-up revolutionary thing, not forced on them by having to chase this, you know, $80 billion AI investment back. We're not like cattle to be milked to pay this back, yeah? In probably the saddest case of AI derangement came from this gentleman, okay? This actually made the news. It was so bad, he made a LinkedIn post telling people laid off from Microsoft to pay for the AI funding to use AI to help them cope with it. The post was deleted, but we've got a copy. We have a copy. Here we go. Look at this. Absolutely damning. I have to read some of this because it is absolutely unhinged. And if this is the mentality that's inside my favorite company on planet Earth, by the way, I'm very, very worried. These are really challenging times, and if you're navigating a layoff or even quietly preparing for one, you are not alone, and you don't have to go it alone. Not phone friends, get a reference, that sort of thing. I know these types of tools engender strong feelings, yeah? I've been experimenting with ways to use LLM AI tools to help reduce the emotional and cognitive load that comes with job loss. Here are some prompt ideas and use cases that might help if you are feeling overwhelmed. Career planning prompts, resume and LinkedIn help, networking and outreach. Draft a friendly message I can send to old co-workers, letting them know I'm exploring the opportunities. If your old co-workers realise that you have drafted the message that you've sent them out of the blue with AI, they will not talk to you. This is absolutely shocking advice. Don't use it for therapy. Get a licensed therapist or talk to your friends. Talk to your spouse. Go to the pub. Have a drink. Go talk to humans. Don't talk to an AI chatbot if you're feeling emotionally distraught. It's not going to help you. This is absolutely shocking. No AI tool is a replacement for your voice or your lived experience. But at a time when mental energy is scarce, these tools can help you get unstuck faster. Stay kind, stay smart, stay connected. This is beyond the pale, okay? Like, off the charts, bonkers. So, if the teams inside Microsoft are genuinely thinking like this, please stop. Please stop. I worry. Really, like, this is derangement, absolute derangement. On a related topic, let's talk about this. Now, it's great that there's new stuff for the Python guys, because Python is the AI language of choice, it seems. But if you wanted, actually cared about your C# and .NET devs, you could put C# dev kit free for real companies to use. You could have a developer that could install it without risking their actual employer getting a licensing audit because they're using the C# dev kit in an organization with $1,000,001 of revenue. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments. I've also just hit 50,000 subscribers, so I'm really happy about that. Thank you very much for everybody that continues to watch these career limiting rants. If you want to subscribe and you're not already subscribed, I'll be very happy. Thanks for watching.